Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. You all remember that fabulous scene in 2001 A Space Odyssey, where we are introduced to the spaceship with Strauss's Blue Danube playing in the background. Until then, it was thought that science fiction and space should be accompanied by futuristic electronic music, but the genius of Stanley Kubrick matched the confidence, the braggadocio and the elegance of that famous waltz with the turning motion and magnificence of the fated spaceship. On the 31st of May, the European Space Agency, the ESA, will partner with the Vienna Tourist Board to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the birth of Johann Strauss with a fantastic live performance beamed to the stars. The date is just one day after the 50th anniversary of the signing of the ESA Convention, the birthday of the space agency that has since landed on a comet and peered back to the earliest days of the universe. The ESA will broadcast a live production of Strauss's Blue Danube performed by the Wiener Symphonica at the Museum of Applied Arts in Vienna, which will be blasted deep into space, creating a timeless musical bridge between humankind and the universe, so declares their website. The 13,743 individual notes of the piece will each correspond to an ambassador who has claimed their favourite note, which appears in a beautiful interactive infographic on the Waltz into Space website. Take a look. It's fun to play with. Just search for Waltz into Space in any browser and you'll get there. The agency's 35-metre diameter deep space dish antenna at Cebreros in Spain will demonstrate its technical prowess on the 31st of May by transmitting the Blue Danube out there into the beyond. This message will continue in space for a very long time, and although it will take 4 years to get to our nearest star, Proxima Centauri, it will not stop there. Radio waves travel at the speed of light, unlike any spaceship which we may build. They chug along at the fastest at 692,000 kilometres per hour. That is the Parker Solar Probe, in case you're interested. And compare that with the 300,000 kilometres per second, around which is the speed of light. So we've got a long way to go to get to anywhere near the speed of light. Anyway, back in 1977, we launched the Twin Voyager spacecraft to carry out science missions, along with a golden disc designed by scientist and author Carl Sagan. And this contained all sorts of bits and bobs about humans, including a load of music, in case any passing aliens managed to decipher it. But it missed out on the Blue Danube, even though 2001 A Space Odyssey was produced 9 years earlier, in 1968. Perhaps they thought it too crass. Anyhow, the Voyager spacecraft are now 20 and 24 billion kilometres away, which is nowhere near the 9.7 trillion kilometres, which constitutes just one light year. So for those of you who think it's worrying to advertise ourselves to unknown intelligences, well, they're a long way away, if they do exist, and we haven't heard a peep from them yet. I'm going to leave you now with this lovely piece of music, and you can imagine the radio waves carrying this out into the universe after we are long gone for any radio wave receiver out there to latch onto. What will they make of it? For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.